here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, DP, Austin Orman. All right, kind sir, let me get these texts. Let's read these texts first, because I have a feeling it's going to be that kind of day. Oof. Start there with, yeah.
Yeah. Michigan, Ohio State, USC, Penn State, Oregon, maybe Nebraska in sixth.
Yeah.
Chubby Rhino, Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan, big drop-off, USC, Nebraska, Penn State, and Wisconsin.
Putting Nebraska ahead of Wisconsin. No Iowa in the neighborhood. No UCLA in the neighborhood. No Washington.
I think the top four are pretty clear to me, in that it's Oregon, Ohio State, it's Michigan, and then in terms of just if we're just going with the money, it's Northwestern. Obviously not in terms of football success, but they have the money if they want to use it. But
they've never used it.
But it's there. Same with like Washington.
Yeah.
Right. I think Washington is in that conversation, but I think LA is a nicer neighborhood than Seattle. So I think it's the four Pac-12 schools, and then your two bluest bloods in Ohio State and Michigan. Penn State, I don't know, because it's in the middle of nowhere. Maryland is probably next up, again, given where it sits. Rutgers.
Partners in crime.
Right. Rutgers with the mafiosos and whatnot has to at least be in the conversation. Mm-hmm. And to answer the question that you posed right before break, you know, what's important, is it more important how much you raise or how you spend it? Mm-hmm. I think it has to be how you spend it. Because you can raise all the money you want, but if you're not using it well, what's the point of raising all that money?
Bad decisions put you here.
I don't think Nebraska can ever get in the top six in total NIL money raised. I just don't. Given
population,
given
alumni
base, economic, you know, where the money comes from, right? It's ag money versus tech money.
Tech and
ag
Hollywood money
versus
Hollywood
Under Armour money.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's not the same. It can be good money for where we're at.
Can it be enough? Is what we're really bouncing into is, can it be enough? And then what is enough?
Can it be enough for Nebraska to do what Nebraska wants to do? Or do you have to change your thoughts about what you expect from that level of investment?
If you're going to do business forward the same way you've done business, you will be at the bottom of the Big Ten. Period. Point blank. I'll say.
Wait, bottom of the Big Ten? Has Nebraska been there?
They got their mail there for a bit. That was the address. They were outside the gate, looking in.
Mm-hmm.
Kent, you hit a home run in this thing, and I want to say it so that we can get into it. It says, follow the NFL example of having a total salary cap and a salary cap by position. This includes cash and other resources from the university. IRS tax returns could be a check and balance to a degree. You don't have to spend the total cap if the school decides not to. In the full disclosure and the space that we're talking about, that there's going to be a cap and then there's going to be an implied cap. Because whatever the number it is, what do we know about Michigan?
Wine and cheese.
Habitual line steppers. They are habitual line steppers. It's a Charlie Murphy quote. Habitual line stepper. And whatever number, whatever line you draw for Michigan, they are going to sneak a toe over the line, They're going to slide the foot forward. If you're not paying,
they kick the chalk line right, and make sure you don't know where it's at.
Right, like it's all of that, right? It's all of that. So it's in play. But then let's ask the question. Okay, Orman, let's loosen up here. Let's get loose. We're going to go with the idea. And here's the thing. What I know other schools are doing, some schools are doing, is in fact budgeting based on perceived amounts of money and then what to do with scholarships in play. How many scholarships does Nebraska have to use currently, Austin Orman, per year? How many?
Football?
In football. 85?
Yeah, it's 85.
85.
Yep.
85. Okay. Now, you can take those 85 and build your best roster. Or you can put those at the bottom of your roster and pay the top of your roster. Again, a lot of programs will tell you, as a matter of fact, Nebraska being one of them, that people at the bottom of your roster will dictate how high and how far your program is elevated. Why? Because you're getting better talent at the bottom of your roster who can push and challenge the players above. But okay, let's put that in space. Imagine this concept. The top 20 players in the program, top 20, 10 on offense, 10 on defense.
Can we push it to 22, make it the starters?
We can do 22. Let's do 22.
That's a good football number, right?
But for math's sake, like, you know, yeah. because and I'll point this out later, that on either side of the ball, there's going to be someone that is an exception. A five-star exception.
Mm. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, in most cases, there are 2 5-star exceptions on either side of the ball. Your playmakers on either side, right? So you need it could be a shutdown corner. It could be a stud middle linebacker. It could be a fanatic, a Tasmanian devil on the edge, you know, kind of a Hutchinson kind of deal. Right? A guy that game changer on that side of the ball. Offense, it could be 2 silverbacks at the corner to protect your quarterback. It could be a quarterback and running back. Could be running back and receiver. It depends. It depends. But hey, it's up to you. How do you want to spend your money? Austin Orman, you're at the head of the table. And the mission is to be in the top 6 in the Big Ten. Ideally in football.
Okay.
So top 3. So the positions that you need to fill, the players need to be at least all conference honorable mention good. Right? Because you're not trying to be basic.
Correct.
And you're not trying to get your head kicked in. So it has to be somebody that the Big Six want.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're that good, the Big Six is going to be willing to pay top dollar for them. So are you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you probably have to pay a little bit of a worse team tax on them.
You are going to probably have to pay more than the big guns will have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Austin, we're going to start at the offensive line position. Offensive line. And we have 5 positions to fill. What do you think, what would you be willing to spend for an all-conference honorable mention offensive lineman across the board? What do you think you're going to have to spend? Text line, tell me what you think. And
can I go do it this way? I think left tackle is going to be most expensive.
You
center,
are correct.
Then
you
center.
Are absolutely correct.
Right tackle. Guard.
Your center is your play caller and a great protector, but the left tackle is your dude.
Yep.
So left tackle.
Yep.
What do you think it's going to cost to get in one of the top 3 left tackles in the Big Ten Conference?
One of the top 3 left tackles in the Big Ten Conference, I would say conservatively $600,000.
Okay.
Probably for a really good team, probably anywhere between $750,000 to $1 million if you have to go overboard.
Has there been anybody recently at Nebraska at left tackle that you would pay $1 million for? Probably not.
Not Hymus, not Farniok, not Lewis.
Probably not.
No.
Okay. Left guard. And text line, you can tell us whether you agree with Austin along this or not, but I think this is kind of the way.
I think you would hope to be able to skim there where you can hope to get by with just $75,000, but...
I think we've done that before.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I'm saying probably I think so. 125 to 150.
I think we need to upgrade. 125 to 150. Yeah, I think
and
we
I'll
need
say
to
that for right guard as well.
Yeah, we need to upgrade. That's a real thing. Center.
I would say in the 350.
Okay.
350.
Tight end.
See, that's an interesting one. Mm-hmm. That's a really interesting one because if you're talking, you know, Carter Nelson, Thomas Fedoni type that can be a Swiss Army knife, line up different
places,
These are four stars, right?
These are, yeah. They're both four stars.
Four stars. So I'm thinking at least, you know, probably $400,000.
Boy, I hope they aren't listening.
Right. but if you think you can make it work with a, you know, developmental in-state guy, again, can you save at tight end? And
remember,
get that
you
down
are
to 100?
Budgeting. You are yeah. budgeting, sorry, mm-hmm. right? Ultimately, you are budgeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Wide receivers 1, 2, and 3.
Those boys are divas. They're going to want more than they probably deserve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that in the nicest way possible.
But you're the one who's going to make the decision, and you get to say. Text line, let us know for wide receivers 1, 2, and 3. What do you? And
mill
again,
and a half spread around depending on the
and
year.
And this is Trey Palmer, Samari Toure mm-hmm. level. Like we want at least that and better mm-hmm. because we also know that the Big Six are all going to have that and better. We know Oregon's going to have it. We know Michigan's going to have it. Like we know. So that's the target range. What do you think?
I would say be willing to go up to $2 million per year on the three positions.
Total.
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 Okay. Spread it around depending on
okay.
who I want, who's available.
Okay. Running back. Big Ten football.
More valuable in college than the NFL.
And more valuable in the Big Ten Conference.
And probably more valuable in the Big Ten Conference. Mm-hmm. I would say for a starter,
and
350 to 5 for an all-conference guy, 750 to a mil.
Right. Like, it's a thing, right, that you have to figure out who the standard is for that. Mm-hmm. 1,200-yard rusher? 15? 12 to 1,500?
If I get 1,500 yards, I'm willing to give that guy $750,000.
Okay. All right, drum roll. Quarterback, sir.
For honorable mention, all conference or better?
Yep.
A mil gets you in the conversation. I'm not saying a mil gets it done. A mil gets you in the conversation.
Yeah.
So.
Right?
Mil and a half.
Mil and a half, probably for.
Mil and a half to two.
Yeah, and we can go through the quarterbacks in the Big Ten and kind of know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So what if we said $2 million in the backfield?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right?
I'm good with that.
$2 million in the backfield, $2 million at receiver, and then $1 million up front.
Sure.
$1.5 million up front.
Yeah, do 1.5.
I'm just going to say $2 million
up front
because I have a sneaky suspicion. We are currently at $6 million for offense. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to jump to the defensive side of the ball. GM Austin Norman getting it done here on Old School.